Night 3 of the Democratic Convention featured speeches by two men with much in common. Vice President Al Gore was a congressman and a senator, and the son of a Democratic senator. So was the man who nominated President Clinton last night, Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut. Each delivered a classic convention speech, each with a litany of good things President Clinton has done and repeated refrains that engaged the delegates.
The vice president's speech included a story of personal anguish, something like the one he told in 1992, this time a story of his older sister's death. She had started smoking, he said, at age 13. Years later, she succumbed to lung cancer. Al Gore related to a hushed convention hall how he had been summoned to her hospital room as she lay dying, and as he entered, she inquired of him with her eyes if he came bearing hope.
All I could do was to say back to her, with all the gentleness in my heart, I love you. And then I knelt by her bed and held her hand. And in a very short time, her breathing became labored. And then she breathed her last breath. Tomorrow morning, another 13-year-old girl will start smoking. I love her too. 3,000 young people in America will start smoking tomorrow. 1,000 of them will die a death not unlike my sister's. And that is why, until I draw my last breath, I will pour my heart and soul into the cause of protecting our children from the dangers of smoking. And that is also why I was intensely proud last week when President Clinton stood up for American families by standing up to tobacco advertising aimed at getting our children addicted.
This speech on night 3 was a break with tradition. The vice presidential nominee typically speaks just before the presidential candidate on Thursday night. Having his own evening in prime time was special exposure for Vice President Gore.
The speech that followed his is the traditional high point of the third night, the nominating address. Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut cited the many times that he said President Clinton, in the face of Republican opposition or public criticism, did the right thing. And Dodd appealed for a campaign guided by civility.
On this August evening, and in this hall, I ask each and every one of you to pledge with me that this campaign will be worthy of the people we seek to lead and of the land we love. Let us do our part to restore civility to America's political discourse. Let us lead by example. Let us not dishonor our democracy. The American people are fed up with relentless assaults on people's reputations. This has to stop, and it must stop now.